Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another edition of The Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right, we've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests, and I want you to think of The Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right, Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. I'm going to do my best to get a snapshot of my guests' daily life by using the last 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Jasmine Paris. Welcome to the last 10, Jasmine. Are you ready for this?
I don't know. I'm not very sure. I'm not very good at these things, so we'll see.
All right. Hey, let's start off by giving our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. You have 30 words or less. Go.
I am a hill and mountain runner, a mum of two, and a vet and scientist. And I love to run.
Okay. You love to run and do very difficult things, as we'll all find out in your full episode. So let's get on with the last 10. Again, these are 10 questions all about the last time you did or said something. So question number one, what was the last adventure you took?
Oh, the Barclay Marathons, which is a month ago. That was the last big adventure for sure.
All right. Question number two, what was the last song you listened to?
I usually just stream like an indie stream. There was a song I was listening to a lot in training for Barclay. It's called End of Beginning by, I think it's the band's called Joe. And yeah, I was listening to that. So yeah, I was listening to that on the way to cycle into work today.
Okay, an indie music fan. Very nice. Yeah. Question number three. What was the last piece of advice you gave someone?
Probably in relation to all the Barclay interviews, believe in yourself, dream big. Yeah, you never know what you can achieve until you try type thing. So yeah, that would be the last advice.
Nice. Question number four. When was the last time you were surprised?
Kids, they surprise me every day with stuff. Yeah, the things they come out with and also the things they do. I found my daughter was just recently drawing posters of saving the trees. And I don't know if she overheard stuff that we were talking about or whether she just got it from school, but she was just doing that in my six-year-old daughter in her own time, which was really nice to see in her kind of back to front handwriting. It was so they surprise me every day, the kids.
So you said 6 years old. How old is the other one?
Three. He's three, the other one.
Six and three. What a great age. My kids are all in their 20s and they surprise me just about every day as well. But I think in different ways. Question number five. What was your last purchase?
I think probably I bought a new R1 fleece. I've got this fleece that I had for years and years, like more than a decade probably, but it had a run-in with a camp virus. It's got all these holes in the arm and I've been wearing it despite that for a long time. And then, yeah, I guess I thought that it wasn't, I wear it at work a lot. So I realized that probably other people don't think wearing holy things at work is appropriate. So I bought a new one. I usually try and fix stuff.
A run-in with a campfire. Nice. Okay. Question number six. When was the last time you laughed really hard?
At the weekend, we had friends around and I can't remember what the joke was actually about. But yeah, I just had friends around that have been friends for years and years at the weekend. And we had some drinks and laughed a lot. It was really good. It was really good. We've all got young children, so it was a bit of release. The children all went wild together and we just had a good time.
All right. Question number seven. What was the last book you read?
The last book I actually finished. My brother sends me, my brother, like, is he does literature, English literature. He sends me books. He's like my book supplier. He recently sent me a book called The Eight Mountains by, I think the author's called Paolo Cognetti. I think they've made a film out of it as well. But that's a beautiful book. And I think he did a lot of hiking with me when we were younger. So he knows me and yeah, he knew that would touch something. So it's a good book if anyone wants to read it.
The Eight Mountains. Okay. Question number eight. What was the last meal you ate?
The last meal I ate was just recently. I had a salad with everything randomly thrown in from what I could find in the fridge. Lots of seeds and things. Yeah. So that was not exciting, I'm afraid.
All right. Question number nine. What was the last thing you Googled?
I'm currently in kind of lunch break. And last thing I Googled was actually, I'm trying to work out a way to put an incubator on a shaking platform on the floor, which is like a little bit of a weird thing to be doing. There's reasons for it, but I was Googling large shaking platforms. There you go. That's interesting.
That's a very unexpected answer. Large shaking platforms. Okay.
Yeah.
Question number 10. Last question in the last 10, oddly enough. What was the last mistake you made?
I feel like I make mistakes all the time, especially when these interviews I come out of it and then worry about it afterwards. Probably this interview, probably something I've said here. I can think of lots of little things. In terms of big things, I'm trying to think now. Yeah, I think it would just be like something that I beat myself up about a bit, like in terms of a social context, something that I said or did. And usually my husband tells me to stop worrying about it because I worry excessively about these things. But and typically it's completely irrelevant and nobody's noticed, but I worry.
All right. Hey, that was fantastic. I feel like I know you a little bit better, and I hope this has piqued the interest of our listeners. So Jasmine, thank you very much for coming on The Last 10, If you want to hear more from Jasmine Paris, be sure to listen in when her full episode goes live tomorrow. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.
Life that has the stories to back it, a life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby, 6'8" Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
4 in the morning.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Birds up in the sky.